This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Doug Hirsch, Scott Anderson, 97 on the ticket. Open lines 248-539-9797. Story in The Athletic. Talking about the Tigers' ability to take extra bases on the base pass. Tigers lead baseball with a 53% XBT percentage, which I mean it stands for extra base taken percentage. Basically, the percentage of times that runners advance more than one bag on a single, more than two bags on a double. They do it 53% of the time. That leads baseball. Says plenty of it stems from Joey Cora's green light style as third base coach, but players have come to become conditioned to breaking towards third on singles, rounding third, and attempt to score on extra base hits. The Tigers have hit well with runners in scoring position, but the way they run the bases also contributes to the fact that the Tigers' base running ends up scoring 36% of the time, the highest rate in the American League. There you go. There's the data that supports what we know. They're aggressive on the base pass. Being aggressive means you're going to get guys thrown out. If it were easy and you were safe all the time, everybody would quote-unquote be aggressive. Comes with a risk. You just hope when that critical run needs to get scored at some point this year, that's not one of the times they get thrown out.
Right. And we've seen it this week where Torkelson got thrown out twice trying to get an extra base, and one was kind of getting hung up coming home on a fly ball that looked like he was really going to try to push it, and then he had to sort of try to dance in between and see whether or not he could get the play thrown somewhere else. They tried to go to first base and end up getting him out at the plate. But it's okay because they do it so well, as the metrics just showed. I love their aggressiveness on the base paths. At some point, and maybe it's already happened, teams know this is happening. Mm-hmm. And instead of just trying to play it safe and throw it into second base, they're going to throw to third because they know that they're going to try to get that extra base.
Right.
But hopefully it doesn't. I mean, it takes good arms on the outfield to combat that. And that's the other thing is the Tigers know full well the capabilities of the arms that are in the outfield.
Next up, a reporter out of Venezuela who is a writer for the Baseball Writers Association of America, the Miami chapter, named Daniel Alvarez Montez, has just tweeted out the following. At Tigres Oficiales, they just announced that Miguel Cabrera has been added to the active roster for the upcoming Venezuelan Winter League season. He'll have his long-awaited farewell in front of Venezuelan fans. It's been 17 years since the last time he wore a Tigres de Aragua uniform.
Aragua.
Thank you.
I think that's cool.
Yep.
You know, those fans only get to live vicariously through him when he's playing in the majors. Now comes he's going to play a fall season there. That's cool.
Yep.
Or a winter season, whatever it is. It's really cool.
I'm going to go to their website here. Tigres de, how do you say it?
Tigres de Aragua.
Gator, did Doug try to say arugula? He loves lettuce and salad so
much. He really
does. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he kind of did.
He said arugula.
I think he kind of did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So can I get myself
Did he say Mikhail Cabrera? Mikhail Cabrera? Did you say that?
Oh, you guys are filled with jokes today, aren't you?
Yeah. Gang's on a roll. On a heater.
Looking for some gear. I'm on their website. How do you say shop? I'm
seeing Spanish?
Like, yeah, I'm seeing.
I don't know.
Historia Noticias. Roster is roster, apparently. I can't see. I want to buy some gear. Got a picture of a shirt with a piece of lettuce on it.
Oh, if anyone would be wearing that.
Yeah, right.
The arugula fan over here.
Yeah.
All right, I think, Gator, you might have a new favorite player.
Is that Broccoli Rob? Here we go.
I think Gator might have a new favorite player.
Oh?
Yeah. Kang, you got to tell him what you just found on the interweb.
Do you remember the former baseball player Marco Scudero?
Yes.
So he has a Twitter account that I did not know about at all. But
what made him tweet this?
I don't know, but he tweets out. Did you see it, Doug?
I haven't seen it. You told me, but I haven't seen it. I got to look
he
it up.
He tweeted out that he has saved, he has more, a defensive run save percentage higher than Derek Jeter, or he saved 137 more runs than Derek Jeter has. Just randomly took a shot at Derek Jeter, right?
Yep.
And then, you know, let the chaos ensue in his comment section. He retweets himself and he says, "You want to see the most sensitive fan base in sports?" And he calls out all the Yankee fans. Marco Scudero.
137 more defensive runs saved than Derek Jeter.
Right? You see a Gator?
I love it. Am I going to look it up now? Yeah, 100%.
The some of the responses. Who are you? Next one. Jeter doesn't think about you. You are nothing to him. Stay obsessed. Next one. Who the F are you again? Next one. Remember that time Jeter won 7 gold gloves and had a career 976 field percentage in 20 years? Marco has a 978 fielding percentage in 13 years. I remember that.
Fans have their feelings, huh?
Yep. If you want to see the most crybaby player, check out this player.
Did I miss something, Gator? Is there something between Scudero and Jeter, or just maybe...
I don't know, but I'm here for it. I tell you that without question.
Right?
I don't know. Did he date Hannah Davis before?
Don't know.
Fun fact.
He only spent 2 seasons in Boston. I mean, and he spent 2 years with the Mets.
They are triggered, though, aren't they?
The Yankee fans?
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, sure.
I wouldn't say anything bad about Derek Jeter. It's kind of hard to, but... Don't imply that you might be better than Jeter at one aspect of the game.
Well, I mean, if you're going to talk about it, why not? Talk about how much better you were.
If I were better at Derek Jeter in anything,
yeah, 100%.
I would yell it from mountaintops.
Yeah, exactly. Derek Jeter is a perfect human. You leave him alone.
So, Scudero, DMs are still down in case any... DMs are still down in case any big booty Latinas were trying to message me?
Oh, boy.
Should we check on... Is there a wellness check on Scudero?
I kind of like this. Technically, it was not as good as Jeter in the field. I mean, if you got one metric that supports what you're going to say, scream it from the rooftops. Yeah. Do it, man.
He goes back at Jeter again. The following text or tweet after the big booty Latina one. He retweets The Athletic, who put out their all quarter century team.
Yep.
And Jeter's at shortstop. And Scooter goes, "Who is at shortstop?"
He's just trolling. He's having fun, right? It's got to be.
That is hysterical.
A little concerning, though. The last 4 years of Marco Scudero's career, he made $6.666666 million a year.
Yeah, that's creepy.
We don't need to go there.
All right, it's Carson Anderson, 248-539-9797. 97 won the ticket. FanDuel's best place to find all your favorite player props. And now you can make the smarter play with new performance trends. Want to see if a guy's hitting that over consistently, or maybe they've been flirting with a potential triple-double? Get the latest stats right inside the app and see who's heating up. And once the game starts, that's when things get really interesting. You combine your bets into same-game parlays. I don't play those a lot, but what I do is I look at the top banner and get the profit boosts. Or you can just bet on a game and get a 25% profit boost, 30% profit boost, 50% profit boost. What I do with those is I bet a favorite on the money line, take the profit boost, and you get a decent return. Another thing, if you haven't joined FanDuel.com, you can do so by going to FanDuel.com/Doug, and then you can place your first $5 bet and get $200 in bonus bets if that bet wins. So again, take a favorite on the money line. They just got to win the game. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97 won a ticket. NBA playoffs continued last night. Look, it's not impacting us, but it did earlier in the postseason, and that was unethical scoring. And look, I've talked forever about how I can't stand the way Trae Young plays a game. And, you know, it's just, I don't find it fun to watch you shoot free throws. I also don't find it particularly fun to watch you drive to the basket and literally not try and make a shot. You are trying to get fouled. And they were playing a game that, you know, Pistons were playing games that didn't really matter. And then we saw Jalen Brunson actually do it in games that matter. And let's face it, it drove this city crazy. And none of our players do that. And I don't want them to. But something happened last night in the Minnesota-Oklahoma City game, because Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, what was the term you heard? He's a foul...
A free throw merchant.
Free throw merchant.
That's what Doris Burke called him.
Yeah, it's a pretty good term. And there was a play last night, and you could see that defending Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is getting frustrating for the Timberwolves. And one of their players just eventually said, F it. Jaden McDaniels was guarding Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander took his arm and wrapped it around McDaniels near midcourt. Started to drive around him, but wrapped it around McDaniels and, like, shimmied past him. Used it to leverage past him. And McDaniels turns to the refs and is like, dude, what the hell? And they didn't say anything. They didn't do anything. SGA takes a couple more dribbles, and McDaniels just goes, F it, and walks up and shoves him to the ground. I've had enough. I don't blame him. In fact, bravo. I don't hate on Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, because I hasn't affected me yet, but I can see why. Foul merchant dude and unethical scorer. I love that a player eventually just said, okay, fine. I'll show you a foul.
Yeah, if I'm going to get called for it, I'm not going to call for ticky-tack crack. I'm going to actually put you to the floor.
Yep.
Unfortunately, by doing so, in today's NBA, now they review fouls to be more than just a typical foul, and that'll be fine. You'll find that there's some aggression with that, and they'll call it a flagrant one or whatever.
I guess I just don't mind. If you're going to play the style of game that some of these guys play, I don't mind that there's a potential price to be paid for it. Okay, we're not messing around anymore. Fine. You want contact? Here's some contact. And you can't do it to the detriment of the team. And if you want to see the play, it's been retweeted from our account, at DougAndGator971. I have no issue with doing this. Not all the time, but every once in a while.
Yeah, and he definitely shoves him to the ground.
Right? Didn't he basically say, that's it?
Yeah.
I've had enough.
Hey, he hit me. Yeah, he did.
Yep.
But you know, the NBA has done this in the past where if there's enough uproar, that they'll address things. And unfortunately, it's happened to the Pistons' detriment of what they've done in the past years. Where they, you know what, we don't like you guys playing so much defense. We're gonna change the rules because they don't want a slowed down, dull, and boring game, mm-hmm. even if it's winning basketball. So I wonder what they're going to do this offseason, because this is becoming something that is brought to the attention more and more by national media people about the unethical scoring, about the free throw merchants that are out there. Guys who are just looking to get fouled and get to the free throw line and make your bones that way, while also, you know, eroding away at how many fouls the other team has. It's no fun to watch.
No.
And it's gotten to the point where, I mean, when you watch a Trae Young or an SGA or a Jalen Brunson, the way that they play the game, like, that's first on their mind is, I'm going to go to the floor on the most minute contact. Mm-hmm. You know, and it depends on how the referees are calling the game. We even saw with the Pistons, with Jalen Brunson, one game, they weren't calling it. Like, they were letting him play physical.
Right.
To the point where Jalen Brunson was underneath the basket and looked like he was going to go sprawling and realized, they're not calling this foul. I'm going to keep my balance. And he ended up making this ridiculous reverse layup on the play. But I think this is coming to a head. I think the NBA is going to address this. I don't know if it's going to be low-key address this or if they're going to make it known before next season. This isn't going to be tolerated anymore, or at least it's going to be tolerated less. You run the risk of getting called for embellishing.
Kang, what do you make of this exchange last night?
Yeah, it tells me that not only are fans frustrated, the players are getting frustrated, the ones that are guarding these guys. And these are the guys that you really want to hear from because they got to deal with it, you know, on a nightly basis. It's clear. Obviously, SGA just won the MVP, so he's a talented player. Jalen Brunson, one of the most talented players in the league. Mm-hmm. But they do this thing, and they're great at it because it works. And it's up to the league, if they want to stop it, is to inform the refs to stop calling it. This kind of goes back to the tush-push a little bit as far as sports is entertainment, guys. And in the end, is this entertaining to watch? How is the viewership? How are the ratings? You know, how are the sponsors? We might have an NBA Finals here with free throw merchant versus free throw merchant. We'll see how that goes. If Brunson advances and looks like the Thunder are going to beat the Timberwolves. So it's up to the NBA. Like, I don't think there are going to be any drastic changes personally. I mean, they've already tried to implement flopping rules. I think they just got to tighten it up a little bit as far as the league's concerned. But even the coaches will mention it. Like, other teams' coaches are like, they take these little, like, small jabs at the other players. We're trying to give them credit for being so good, right?
Yep.
Saying, hey, Brunson just knows his angles. He's really good at getting to the line. But, you know, what they really want to say is, this dude's flopping, right? And it's hard to cover him because he's actually really good at flopping.
Yep.
If we see the Knicks and the Thunder in the finals and those two go against each other, it's going to be like Thor's hammer going against Captain America's shield. They're just going to go sprawling backwards, both of them, if there's any slight contact.
I almost think about it. If you really want change and you can't stand this aspect of the NBA, that's probably the finals you should be rooting for. And then you should be rooting for Jalen Brunson and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander just to go over the top against each other, flopping.
Oh, they run into each other and they both flop in opposite directions. I'd love to see that. It's hilarious. In the end, though, I think, honestly, though, the Pistons are going to have to get themselves a guy like that. That's the way the league's going.
Or
Cade's going to have to learn how to draw fouls, too.
I don't want to do that.
I know.
Kang, look at who's in the. I refuse to accept that this is the only way to win big.
It's not the only way, but look at who's in the finals, or, you know, who are the final four right now. Who just won the MVP? And everyone in the league does it. They just do it to more of an extreme.
I don't want this to be. Let's not accept it. Let's fight back. Let's do it our own way. Are you saying it can't be done?
I'm not saying it can't be done, but it's really hard, Doug. And I know, like you, we're all trying to win a championship, right? And I feel like that's the path with least resistance if you just conform to the foul baiting that's going on. Yeah, but yeah, like I said, it may seem homerish when we're playing the Knicks, and I get it. We're all rooting for the Pistons. We didn't like watching. But this is a national thing. People have brought this up where this is not basketball, their coaches, media members, you know, fans.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, it's clearly it's extremely difficult to officiate that game.
Yeah.
Like, it's really tough. I have sympathy for basketball refs because it's just bigger, stronger, faster, contact all the time. What differentiates between a foul and not a foul? When they explain it, by the way, when plays are reviewed and they explain it, it always feels like they have really good reasoning. And I'm like, okay, there are standards there, and they usually are following them as best they can. But can you make that, like, the refs are going to have to get super sensitive to this to make this work.
And I go back to entertainment. Is the viewership going to be down or ratings going to be down? Because if they're not, then it's not going to go away. The most popular sport in the world is soccer. And what is the one thing everyone complains about?
God.
Flopping. But if it's still that popular, you know what I mean? Like,
what's
how much
the
of
incentive,
an issue? Yeah,
right.
Exactly. Same thing with the NBA, I feel like. It's an international sport, basketball.
Well, they're just soft outside of this country. That's why they're okay.
Well, there's a little bit too of, are we old man yelling at clouds? Maybe I should ask my kids who all watch the NBA, like, does this bother you as much as it bothers me? Because we might just be, this is a sign that you're a generation above what's going on now.
I feel like basketball took care of half the problem. Like, one of the problems was made famous by Bill Laimbeer, the flopping from the defensive side.
Right.
When the defender would flop and they'd call the foul, or they'd push real hard, and then the offensive player would try to, you know, fall back into the player, and you would, like, do the little bit of ole, and the guy would fall down. But they started calling flopping on defensive players. But they're not doing it enough on the offensive players.
Yeah.
The second there's contact, they just go, you know, spiraling out of control and throw the ball up to try to get two shots.
And I have to imagine that it will be embarrassing to get called for flopping. I think players will be, hey, you're faking it. And we all know it.
It's got to be. I mean, the NHL, it is.
Yeah. Of course, the NHL adjudicates that rule in the weirdest way.
Yeah, they call two penalties on it.
Yeah. Still, I'd be embarrassed to be on the flopping end of it.
I agree with you.
All right, Carson Anderson coming up. Well, we're getting close to the Wiener 500.
No flop.
It's 97-1, the ticket. Grill for Memorial Day. And you're not a big grill guy, but you got something new you're going
to
try?
No, I'm just always curious when we get to these holidays, Memorial Day and 4th of July. You know, those are big grilling weekends, and I know people get all excited about it and different things. And you know, there's so many different, just outdoor kitchen stuff. It doesn't have to be grill. You know, it could be griddle. It could be, you know, you've got some new pizza dough recipe, and the outdoor pizza ovens are all the rage now. And just all types of stuff. What's new?
Yeah, I really have started to lean into the griddle. I'm going to give Kang so much credit. Didn't understand it at first. No, I love the damn thing. We're doing pasta on there all the time now. It's great.
You have you pre-cook it, right? Or
no, you can throw it on frozen. We got the little cover. Pasta. We put the cover thing on top.
So it's not the dried pasta that you're putting on there?
No, we put ravioli kind of things. But we put the cover on it and just...
Let it steam. Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So good. So good.
You put water in there and then...
A little bit.
Okay.
Yep.
You could do that to melt your cheese on your burgers too, people.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. We haven't used it for that yet, but I'm going to. Yes. Turkey burgers.
Yes. We know that.
Yeah. Okay.
Can you got anything I'm going to do on the griddle this weekend?
No. No.
Hot dog roller going to be in use?
No.
Kenny's a hot dog roller in use, Ken?
See, the weather's bumming me out, because if it was a little nicer out, then I might just do it. But this bummer weather, I don't think it's going to come out.
I mean, you had the hot dog roller in your living room for the entire winter.
Do it inside.
That's different because tailgate. That's a lot different because football, you got the hot dogs for the tailgate that you do in your living room. But now, Memorial Day, you want to be outside.
It's true.
No, man. I like the way he said that, as if everybody does. You know, you got the hot dog roller in your living room.
Hot dog rollers, but it's portable too.
I know that. But
I'm saying, I'm yelling. Yeah, I'm like, take it outside.
What's right next to the lamp right now?
The other thing is, today is National Taffy Day. Okay, and you immediately wrote after that, what's the most overrated candy?
I mean, this is going to be subjective, right? Because everybody has stuff that they like, and everybody likes different things.
Mm-hmm.
I never understood the fascination with taffy. When I saw this, I just immediately rolled my eyes. I'm like, we have a national day for taffy? The hell is that? Really?
Yeah.
I was never a big taffy guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Always like sweets, but not taffy.
Okay, so I have I'm probably the worst person to answer this question, but I'm gonna, and I wonder who's with me. I can't stand gummy anything.
I'm with you.
Okay.
I'm with you, my brother.
Gummy bears.
Hate them.
Like gummy worms.
Don't, no, sir.
Swedish fish. No. Nope. These gummy, like.
It's stuck in your teeth. That's, yeah, no.
Oh, does it? I feel like it's always, like, if you have any dental work, there's always a chance it's going to, if you have braces as a kid, those gummies are going to be in there for weeks. If you have, like, a filling, you can pull the cap right off. Like, you know what it is? It's colored glue. Here's some glue. Eat it.
Now, there are new kinds of gummy bears that are out there that are, I will agree that they're better than the original stuff.
What, the pot gummies?
No.
I don't realize.
No, I don't do that. But I'm talking like actual like gummy bears that you can get from like, I don't know if it's licorice.com or one of those type of services. I got a friend of mine that gets like a 3-pound bag of this stuff and brings it into the office. And she really only likes like two of the flavors and leaves the rest of them. But she's like, try it. I'm like, all right. I'll grant you it's better than the original gummy bears, but this is nothing that I want. I think it's way overrated. Remember back when you get to college, right? We're at Michigan State, and you would go to the Land Shark, and the Land Shark had the Shark Bowl. Mm-hmm. And every bar in every college town has some kind of version of this, right? All these ingredients and alcohols you throw in there, and and it tastes delicious, but it's this giant thing, and they serve it with like 8 straws. You get your friends, and everybody goes at it, and then they end up having gummy whatever. And they would have gummy sharks that are in there. They're like, oh, they're great. I'm like, no. No, they're not. We got to get liquored up. Let's just admit we're getting liquored up. This little tasty treat at the end, it's not a tasty treat. I don't like it.
No.
Never. I never liked gummy bears.
I never did either. And
that's funny because us behind the glass absolutely are the opposite of you guys and love gummies.
Really?
Everything. Everything you just named off, Kenny said yes, 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 more of that. So you guys are wrong, no, and we are right.
Yeah, I'm
sure.
Well,
I said it's all subjective, and I suspect that it is a generational thing.
But I didn't like them when I was a kid either.
No, I didn't either.
I remember we had this weird like liquor store that my dad would always go to, and I'd go along, and the only candy they had was gummies. And I felt like such a ripoff because every kid asks for something, some candy when they go to the store with their parents.
I mean, look, there's bad candies that everybody will agree to. They just suck, like circus peanuts. Most people are going to say circus peanuts are the worst.
Yeah.
Or Peeps. Peeps are awful. Now, I'm sure there's a small percentage of people out there defend them to the hilt, but they're awful. But gummies, I do feel like that's a polarizing candy. That's one that you can say overrated, underrated, and you're going to have people on both sides of it. But
yeah, but I mean, so me and Kenny like them. You guys don't. But I mean, you can't take out the dispensaries, man. Gummies are hot right now, dude. I'm telling you, people love them. But that's not what we're talking about.
You know, we're talking about actual candy.
I know, but I'm saying I think, well, they wouldn't have them in gummy form if people didn't like them.
Well, it's just another way of consuming them with, you know, rather than baking up brownies. Right? Yeah, I get it. Well, so are gummy vitamins. Like, I'll have a gummy vitamin.
I won't.
See? Doug's. Oh. There you go, Doug. Plant that flag.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'd rather. You can always just take the pill, and that's fine, too. But it feels like if you're taking the gummy, the reason is because it'll.
Oh, the vitamin pill.
Yeah, vitamin.
I was like, there's gummy pills? What would be the point of that?
Have you had pill form gummies?
Ever had amphetamines? No, but it's. I always thought that the reason for the gummy was that, whether it was for medicinal purposes or whatever, well, specifically medicinal purposes or, you know, the THC purposes or what, that it gets to your bloodstream quicker because it dissolves faster because it's in gummy form and it just, boom, gets in there. Well, as opposed to having a hard pill that has to break down and all that.
Of course, to each their own, but if you want to share with us what you think the most overrated candy is on National Taffy Day.
Taffy?
Not you, huh?
Well, does taffy deserve a national day?
Well, there's a lot of stuff that gets national days that probably, I would argue,
not particularly necessary. But this one in particular we're looking at, taffy.
Yeah.
Yes or no?
Probably more no than yes. But
I like taffy more than gummies, though.
The problem is I lock in on what I really like. If I'm going to get a candy, I'm going to just keep going back to the same thing I like rather than try new stuff. So if I'm standing there and I can get taffy or I can get a Reese's peanut butter cup, it's the cup all day, every day. But or the M&M peanut butter M&Ms.
Those are pretty good.
John Jansen once on a trip, we were road tripping somewhere and he goes in, you know, gets gas, goes in, comes out here. I got you something. He throws me that sharing size bag of peanut butter M&Ms.
Yeah.
I'd never had them before. And now I'm like, you bastard.
Why didn't you get the family size? Sharing.
Oh, it was awesome. And I was all in after that. But 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. The Tigers, 3 more games to go here in this series with Cleveland. Last night, wasn't a thing of beauty. Losing 7-0. They actually had one more hit than Cleveland. But didn't score any runs. You know, they lost this game as much as anything because they had the bases loaded, nobody out in the 8th inning, down 3-0. That's not an inning where not scoring isn't even an option. It's how big is the number going to be? And they went strikeout, strikeout, strikeout. Hard to imagine that happening, but it happened. A.J. Hinch after the game was not panicked. He basically said, look, guys, we've been pretty damn good. Paraphrasing it. We've been pretty damn good with runners in scoring position. So,
if this had been, at a time where the Tigers are hovering around 500, mm-hmm. I think we'd be going apoplectic with this. Striking out 3 times in a row with the bases loaded.
Yeah.
I mean, bases loaded, nobody out. You've got the matchup you want with lefty hitter versus righty pitcher, and you couldn't put a ball in between the lines.
Yeah.
That was tough to watch. That was, frankly, quite aggravating. And then you get to the top half of the inning, and the pitching, you know, doesn't come through, and next thing you know, there's four more runs across the plate, and then you're like, just end it. You get to the bottom of the ninth inning. Right. Yeah, go ahead. Line them out. Let's go. One, two, three. It was it's one of those games that, because they've been so good this year, it's yuck, throw it in the garbage, get back at it tonight. Jackson Job taking on Slade, and we'll see how Jackson and Slade go at it. Slade Sicoli or something like that. Another right-handed pitcher that the Tigers batters will face. We still don't know much about, I haven't seen any update on Gleyber Torres, who's got the lower leg injury. He had to leave the game yesterday. And apparently we may see Vierling up at some point, maybe even Sunday.
Well, Casey Mize will get the start tomorrow, so they're getting healthier. And be good to get him back. To me, that's the most important start of the weekend for any of the pitchers, is to see him return to form. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. This whole USC-Notre Dame thing. USC is wanting to extend the Notre Dame rivalry by 1 year. Notre Dame wants to do it forever. And USC is like, look, we got to travel cross-country too much now. We don't mind hosting this game, but we don't really want to go to Notre Dame every year. So we'll add a year when you have to come out here, which understandably Notre Dame is like, eh. And reporter for USC did something. The rivalry between USC and Notre Dame is at an impasse. Notre Dame wants a long-term deal. USC won't do more than a year-by-year arrangement as it awaits on clarity about auto qualifiers in the playoff. Colin Cowherd, I don't know if you know him, he's a talk show host.
Uh-huh.
He tweets out, two iconic programs, two different needs. Things change. Pete Sampson then gets in. He's the Notre Dame beat writer for The Athletic, and he tweets out the following. One needs to figure out how to take the final step to win a national title. The other needs to figure out how to beat Minnesota and Maryland.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Shots taken.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you want to take a shot at Notre Dame, it's like, dude, you're not in a conference. You don't have to play conference rivals all the time.
No, you do not. Look, I, you and I are both kind of on the same page here. We love the old rivalries of college football. Love to see these continue on. You're going to get Pitt and Penn State. If you like Notre Dame and USC, I get it. Sure. Texas, Oklahoma, they keep that going. And,
yep.
I think it'd be great to kind of preserve those things. But with the new schedules and with the CFP, and now they're changing the seeding again for the college football playoffs. Did you see this?
Yeah, they're just doing 1 through 12.
And they're doing it straight based on the rankings. It's not the top 4 are going to be strictly by the rankings. It has nothing to do with if you're the conference champion.
Yeah.
So you could be Notre Dame. Be undefeated, be ranked second, and get in there ahead of, say, the SEC champion if they're not.
So I liked that there's premium on winning a conference championship. What pisses me off, okay, is I wanted to see this old – because I think one of the great things about college football is the regular season, and it's important. And they have made it a little less important by expanding the playoffs so much. Okay, fine. But there's still importance on winning your conference because – you know, it's more than just get a ring for winning a conference. It's a tangible thing to get that first round bye, which makes the winning the conference a huge deal. In some ways, it turns those conference championship games into like these de facto playoff games that get you through to the quarterfinals right away. I think anytime you come up with a system and then choose to scrap it after 1 year is not letting it breathe, man. You're not giving this a real shot. If 1 year... we got this weird anomaly where it just so happened that two teams, like Boise and Arizona State, got the byes and nobody thought they were, people didn't think they were worth it. Or it wasn't Arizona State. Who was the other one? I can't even remember. But two teams got byes that people thought was a little sketch.
Was it Iowa State?
I don't remember. We've lost our mind. We didn't let it breathe at all. So I don't know.
It's always changing. It's dynamic, Doug.
It is dynamic, but here's what they're never going to do. They're never going to go back. Speaking of which, something that kind of, with the news that Aiden Hutchinson was back and healthy, something kind of scary was said yesterday. Penei Sewell said he's spending the offseason getting bigger and stronger while maintaining his speed and conditioning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dude. Like that.
So you're lifting some heavy weight. Well, big weight to get stronger and yet while keeping his quickness.
That's a scary thought, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, we've seen how quick he is.
Yep.
Love watching him lead block when he kicks out and he's leading the way.
Yep.
He's picking him up and putting him down. And he's a lot of fun. He's already a mauler. He's already the best right tackle in football. And we feel like he'd probably be the best left tackle in football if they were to transition over on that side in the next few years. But to think that he could be even better than he is because he's getting stronger. I love the dedication.
Sure.
You know, because it's, again, what do we expect our football players to do or all athletes to do? Work out all the freaking time.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, aren't you supposed to get bigger and stronger?
You eat healthy. You work out all day. You watch film. You sleep. Repeat. But the idea that Penei Sewell can be bigger, stronger, and just as fast is an awesome thought. Like he's already a scary player. He's scary good. And, you know, his quote, I just wanted to get bigger and stronger while maintaining my speed and conditioning. I just stayed here in Michigan working with the strength staff. It's just moving big weight fast, always trying to up the weight. Obviously, you got to be smart with it. There's also some risk with lifting those types of weights. But I just leaned on the guys here, the strength staff. They do a great job. It's just moving the heavy weights fast.
All right.
Yep.
Do what you got to do.
As if Penei Sewell wasn't tough enough to play against already.
Yeah.
The skill set coupled with getting stronger. Scary thought for opponents. And we got that guy.
He's our guy.
We got that guy.
And I love that that guy is the example for the rest. I mean, he's a leader on this team. You watch him before games, and that guy is fired up before games, gets the whole team fired up. Mm-hmm. He's the kind of guy that you would follow without question. Love him.
They had him mic'd up for one of those pregame speeches, and he's screaming at the team, and he's going on and on. And then he says, "Lock the gates, boys." And I'm like, "Ooh, that's a good one."
Now you just can't leave. Yeah. It's awesome.
That's a good one. So Penei Sewell on the road to getting better. And Hutch also said yesterday, he's just scraping the surface. The funny thing is, we went through the majority of our lives when the Lions talked. We're like, meh, just words. Now it feels like what they say they're going to do, they do, and we can listen.
Yeah, I don't know the exact quote, but it was something from Pro Football Talk that said about Sam LaPorta, where on his...
Oh, this is a great quote.
The down... the numbers. Production had dropped off this past year, and he's like, we scored more points. We have plenty of guys to get the ball to. Mm-hmm. Like, he's not having it. I'm not talking about down production. We're talking about, was the team better?
Yep.
Okay, that's what matters.
Yep, the exact quote is, it's like, dude, we scored the most points of any team in the NFL in the last 5 years. Everybody deserves the ball. Which is quite a good answer to why didn't you get the ball as much. That's a team-oriented answer.
That is. That's what you want to hear.
Yep. So off-season workouts going on right now down at Allen Park, and things trending very well now for the Detroit Lions. News yesterday, Hutch is healthy. Penei Sewell bigger, stronger, faster, or as fast. Sam LaPorta not sweating at all. The numbers dropping production. Saying we got the best offense in the NFL. All right, so a lot of feedback coming in still on the uniform thing, random uniforms that you just love. Because I mentioned, I found the Dallas-Edmonton game the other night to be aesthetically pleasing. Both sweaters look great. Here's some of the feedback. Unnamed texter, Georgetown Hoyas gray basketball jerseys. Unnamed texter, Charlotte Hornets pinstripe jerseys. From Brent at work, the UNC black and blue. Football jerseys, but as far as my all-time favorites, the New Jersey Devils. Didn't the Devils used to have green in their color scheme?
They did.
Red and green.
Yeah.
Red Christmas trees.
A little darker, but yes.
Brad writes in, I always liked the New York Rangers Statue of Liberty jersey. Another one here, the Hawaii football jerseys always caught my attention, but obviously there isn't much to root for there. Another one here, the Detroit Vipers jerseys were outstanding. Did you like those back in the day?
Teal. So no, not as much.
No. What about the logo?
Logo is all right. And I mean, again, it's one of these things that if you go back and look at it now, maybe you have a different opinion like we do of the horse head uniforms.
They've aged well.
Yeah. But the red horse head or the maroon horse head is better than the teal one.
No question. All right. Rico Beard has made his way in studio. And of course, 2 to 6, you got those guys coming up next. Rico, how you doing?
Good. What are you talking about? Retro uniforms?
No, I'd mentioned that I liked that both the Edmonton and the Dallas Stars jersey in the game the other night. I think they both look good. I think they both pop, aesthetically pleasing. Who's the random team that you just like their jersey, sweaters, whatever you want to call it?
For me, it was always the powder blue Houston Oilers.
Yeah, it was a good look.
Love your blue.
Yep. You got a hat.
Yeah, I do.
That was a good looking jersey.
Dude, I like your hat. Yeah, I like that hat.
I don't know. Yeah, just Earl Campbell with those jerseys. Yep.
You know what made it was the red piping on that. It kind of popped right there. Yeah,
that's a good call. Yeah. All right, what do you guys got planned coming up next?
Well, one, in honor of the pennies going away, the thing in sports, it can just kind of go the way of the penny. It's really obsolete. Really, you don't need it.
Okay.
It's here, but why? Can't we just trim the fat and move on?
All right.
Also, has this weather changed your holiday plan?
Dude.
Oh, boy.
I mean,
we could have done 4 hours of weather talk yesterday.
I mean, we were out there.
We chose not to.
Mike's trying to get, he's like, you should go ahead and smoke something. I'm like, I don't feel like it.
You mean smoke something?
Meat. Okay.
Yeah. Like, Evan's not here. No.
Mike's like, would you relax? Go out and smoke something.
No, he needs. Well, not I mean. No, but he's like, are you putting anything on the smoker? And I'm like, no. It's too cold. I'm like, I like to go out there, listen to some music, or just talk to the neighbors.
But Sunday should be nicer.
I'll wait till next week when warm and I don't want to run out, flip it, run back in.
There is something to be said for just, I feel like I've been defeated this spring. Like the Gator says I'm turning soft and I might be, but I'm just like, it's every single day. It's gray and rainy. And
it beats on you. It is depressing.
Yeah. It's a slow start. Think of it like the Tigers season last year. Slow start. Finish strong.
I hope so. Hey, have a great show. Huh? Have a great weekend.
Enjoy your holiday.
You too, Gator. Kenny, thank you very much.
Cool,
thanks
bro.
To all our listeners. Stay safe, everyone, and treat each other with respect. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.